WPOI and WPOI HD1, St. Petersburg, Clearwater, Tampa. Miguel and Holly on Hot 101.5.
Here's Holly with What's Hot in Hollywood.
Hot in Hollywood is powered by Pin Chasers and a couple of deaths that we have to talk about this weekend. Avicii, EDM DJ, died Friday. He was only 28, and we don't know the cause of death yet. I mean, obviously, we're not going to sit here and speculate because that's, I feel like it's rude.
Right.
But we'll wait, obviously, and see what the cause comes back as. But I will tell you, Avicii song sales increased by over 6,000% on the day after.
Oh, I can imagine. I mean, I know when I woke up Saturday morning, I saw, it felt like everybody was sort of doing the memorial Avicii playlist out when people were out and about Friday and pretty much all weekend long.
Yeah.
And I didn't realize that he had stopped touring. I didn't know that. I read that this weekend that he had stopped touring a couple of years ago. Mm-hmm. And they never said if it was for health reasons or if he just wanted to stop.
Right.
So there's a lot of questions, you know.
A lot of mystery there.
Yeah, that people are asking what was going on with him.
Correct. So, you know, obviously we'll wait, I'm sure, pending an autopsy. But it's just anytime anyone dies that young, it's so sad. Also, Vern Troyer passed away on Saturday. Mini-me?
Yeah.
So, I mean, just a lot of death this weekend. Now, this is the crazy story that I came across today. There's some other stuff that we'll get to in just a minute. But Allison Mack is an actress. She played Chloe Sullivan on the show Smallville. You remember that one?
Yeah.
It was like about Superman, right?
Yeah. What was Tom Welling?
Yes.
Was Superman. Yeah,
yes.
I remember that one. Yeah.
So she was in that show the entire run for like a decade back in the 2000s. She was arrested for her part in a cult where women were forced into sexual slavery and branded with their leader's initials.
What?
She was supposedly the second in command.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. And she would, like, manipulate these women, like, had all of this information on them so they couldn't escape. Like, it was, it's, and she pled not guilty.
Now, where was this cult? Was it in California?
Yeah, I believe so.
On a ranch somewhere?
I don't know. They're always on a ranch. I don't know. But probably not. Like, what?
That's horrible. Because you know what? There were probably many of young females who were like, "Ooh, I remember you on Smallville," and thought that she had credibility because of that. And then she led them right into the trap.
Yes.
Like a piece of cheese in a mouse trap.
That's right. Not good. Not good. So anyway, that was big news that popped over the weekend. People are saying that Tristan Thompson used Instagram to cheat on Chloe. He would be sliding up in those DMs of all these people.
Oh my gosh.
He messages girls on Instagram, meets up with them. He likes exotic or non-American looking girls with big butts, the source says.
Very specific source here.
Very specific.
Wow. Now, if you are Khloe Kardashian, knowing that he's been sliding up in these DMs and meeting women this way, do you ban him? Or you say you're not allowed? Like, is that the ultimatum? Is you can't be on social media. You got to stop.
I don't know. I mean, he's got to have to want to stop, you know? I mean, does he want to stop? It's not like it was a one-off thing where he got caught and was like, I'm so sorry.
Right.
This is like multiple women that he's done multiple times.
I don't know how she can stay with him right now after knowing all of that and seeing it. Seeing it is so painful.
Yeah.
And you can't get those images out of your mind.
I don't know.
Oh.
I don't know.
Wow.
And then also, we talked about Beyonce at Coachella last weekend. She slayed again this weekend, weekend two.
Oh.
Except this time around, it was pretty much the same. She did welcome J Balvin, and they did Mi Gente together.
Mm-hmm.
And she tried to pick up her sister Solange, like, as part of her performance.
Oh, no.
They both fell. Boom, right down. And of course, they like joked about it and everybody clapped. And it was actually pretty funny. She just tried to pick her up and they went over, both of them.
So. We need to find that video. We'll post it at facebook.com/hot1015.
That's what's on Hollywood with Miguel and Holly on Hot 101.5.